And that actually ties into another trial I wanted to ask you about as it relates to bevacizumab, and that's the neoadjuvant or preoperative study B40.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about that trial, what the background is, and what its current situation is?
For those who are familiar with NSABP trials, you will know that we have a history of being interested in neoadjuvant studies, and this is the latest example of that, and it will be opening later this summer. And this study's gone under several iterations, looking at various chemotherapy combinations and schedules. And then when the ECOG data came out demonstrating efficacy in the metastatic setting through the use of bevacizumab, it was decided to add bevacizumab to these chemotherapy regimens to try to answer several questions about neoadjuvant therapy. These are women who have HER2-negative tumors, and locally advanced breast cancer, not inflammatory breast cancer, but other large tumors in the breast, at least 2 cm in the breast, and they will receive 8 cycles of chemotherapy, 3 different chemotherapy regimens, actually each based with docetaxel or taxotere. So the first 4 cycles will be a docetaxel-based chemotherapy regimen, and then that will be followed by 4 cycles of doxorubicin and cyclophosphamide, or AC. The bevacizumab starts with the first cycle of the docetaxel-based chemotherapy. So the patient gets combined bev and chemo for the first 4 cycles, and then for the first 2 cycles of AC. Some of the considerations that had to be thought about with giving bevacizumab preoperatively is that bevacizumab is an angiogenesis inhibitor, and considerations regarding healing had to be taken into account. So if we decided, we made the decision to end the bevacizumab a little bit sooner than chemotherapy would be completed neoadjuvantly, to be sure that the patient didn't have any more bevacizumab on board, so to speak, when she went to surgery. This is being planned with care and caution to be sure that there are not healing problems, any difficulties during surgery, or any healing problems postoperatively. And then the bevacizumab resumes as a single agent postoperatively to complete about 1 year of therapy. So the bev is used both pre- and postoperatively, and with timing and a lot of consideration around the decisions about surgery. This trial that we're doing is the first trial to look at neoadjuvant bevacizumab. So a lot of thought had to go into discussions that should take place with patients about the kind of surgery they would have. We made the decision to not have patients who wanted to have immediate reconstruction, because immediate reconstruction, inherently certain versions of immediate reconstruction, might be difficult following a number of cycles of bevacizumab preoperatively, and then the intention to resume bevacizumab postoperatively. So new issues had to be thought about as we developed the protocol in the treatment of women with breast cancer, neoadjuvantly especially. There also was some thoughtful decision-making that we needed to look at effects on cardiac function in these women. The cardiotoxicity profile is not the same as Herceptin, but bevacizumab during the colorectal studies was not being combined with the anthracyclines. So we wanted to be sure that there is no concern there on cardiac function by combining bevacizumab, giving it before and during the anthracycline chemotherapy. So we will be looking at ejection fraction on this trial as well, and learning from some of the experiences that in B31, patients will be allowed to have their ejection fraction measured by echo or by MAGA. There will be scheduled time points when we will take a look at these. And it is not expected that there will be nearly the concern for cardiotoxicity, but it's a cautious approach to collecting good data early on so we can verify that.